I want you to know that. Anything I said to him, I could say it doubly to you. That doesn't make him right in any of his elitism. But you have sucked and you have drained and you've been inconsiderate. Oh, yes, you have. So don't exclude yourself and try to learn from what he's going through. You don't work. You don't schedule. I went out. I haven't cried in a long while. I went out and looked in the East Field, and I saw a group of workers out there, and I wept. I watched them for 15 minutes, and I wept. I said, they don't give a fuck. Just kicking dirt, throwing things. They didn't give a fuck. And I wept. If I ever understood anything about anxiety and hurt, I wept. A proverb come to me, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I'd have gathered you under my wings like a hen doth her brood, and you would not. How much I try to protect you, how much I try to build, but if you don't help yourself, there's nothing I can do. To think that all that I'd given all the years and sweat and all the painful sacrifice facing, maybe having to give up my child or committing suicide with my child, because I'll never have you commit suicide over my child. But I'm not going to promise you that I'll send him back. I will not do that. I've gone a long way, and I'm entitled to some peace. I'm entitled to some peace, and I will not give. I will not commit murder. I don't have the right to commit anybody else, but I do have the right to see that my child is not murdered. You say, do you expect that to happen? I don't know what to expect. The great big Yankee giant, nuclear war comes first, I think, and no problems. The economy begins to teeter and totter. There's no problems. But I know this is a small nation, and Yankee imperialism has a great weight. And I know the court case has not been resolved, and it's been 6 months, and I'm still sitting here with it not resolved. And there may be all sorts of diplomatic reasons for them not doing it. But if they're forced to have to do diplomatic things by putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, I say, what in the back of my mind, what kind of option are they really weighing? Sometime they may have to do something, so they don't want to make a final decision. But I can warn them this, and I think you should raise a lot of hell, because if it happens, if this court system does not respond to its government, or it does behave somewhat independently as it should not in a socialist setting, you're going to have to make a lot of hell. Anybody ever come to get me, you're going to have to raise a lot of hell. You're going to have to raise a lot of hell if anybody comes to get one of them. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because your life, I'm afraid, at this stage would be finished. So if they come for John, you better raise a lot of hell. Peace. 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 Is there anybody else they come for? Don't forget. Don't forget. Anybody else they come for? You may be seated. Last three people or four people who were arrested, there were none of them, not one of them a relative of mine, other than by a doctor.